Thank you for holding. Is this Ismail?
Yeah, this is Ismail.
Hi, Ismail. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy day. I'm happy it's Friday. Not that I'm counting.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Lulu. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you today?
Yeah, we're trying to get, I guess we're trying to sell the front page of the Google results for the search.
Right. It's a Google Places placement, actually. So have you ever seen those guys next to the map there on the first page of Google? If you type in, like,
yeah.
Granite. Okay, so that's what we're talking about listing. It's called a Google Places placement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We had a listing that became available within our company today as a Google partner. And usually when a spot opens up, they'll send us a list of the qualified candidates. And then once we fill the position, we close out the category. We can't work with, like, anybody. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you close it out. Nobody else gets the spot, because, I mean, technically I took the spot if we sign on, right?
Exactly. So it either goes you or one of the competitors, but obviously you could see a value of being listed on Google in front of your competition, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. You're in a category that's more of like kitchen remodeling, but do you just focus on countertops strictly?
As of right now, we're only on countertops and fixing. We are fairly new, so I am in the process of getting a contractor's license for installments as well.
Okay.
We are growing as we're growing, we are growing, but yeah, as of right now, it's just going to be, anything that is granite or marble, not just countertops. It could be, walls or stuff like that, but
okay.
Strictly stone surfaces.
Okay. And it's kitchens and baths, everything basically, if it's granite countertops or granite.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Tile, marble as well? Do you do any kind of like... So even if it's like flooring, you'll take it on, right? If it's
flooring right now, we can do fixes. But if we're big projects, as in like a whole flooring tile, as of right now, we can't technically take those on. We need the contractor's license. But as I go, because I am getting that, we will be able to in the future.
Okay, sounds good. So, I mean, we have to Google verify you. Part of the verification, I'm glad that you already know, like, what you can and can't do, so I don't have to tell you that. But part of the verification, obviously, once you guys cross that bridge and you do get the licensing and you're ready to move forward with the other things, we could swap out the keywords for you, so that way you're getting exposure for those and getting job opportunities for those, and then obviously we'll have to update your Google verification form. So we'll send you the form if you decide to move forward. You know, you fill it out as much as you can, and then we'll verify you over the phone. We'll let them know the exact situation. Go ahead and get you listed for what you can do for now, and then obviously if you want to swap it out, we can add the other things later. But I would want you to be able to maximize your return on investment with the placement, you know, at some point, and be able to do those other services and stuff. I see you got Home Advisor by Angie's List going right now. Do you like that service?
Right now, yeah, I've gotten a few leads. It's just really, with Angie's, this is a little weird because they have me down for handyman and we're starting to get some jobs that aren't really in our specialty.
Right.
And so.
Yeah, you're very niche. I imagine it'd be kind of hard to, get very specific leads from that platform. Only because, like, I know that company, like, they use Google. They've been using Google advertising for, like, the last 12 years or since. Not 12 years, since 2014, so 10 years. But they broad match their services. So, like, they'll take leads from anything that has to do with, like, home improvement projects, and then they'll resell them. So, like, if they get a lead that they consider in your category, you know, they'll sell that to you, but it goes to, like, three or four other people, and they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get it. You know, it's pay per lead, not pay per job. So,
yeah,
a lot of...
Yeah,
it's a pain in the butt. You wind up spending money on things that just aren't, you know, amounting to clients, you know, especially if you're just starting out. That's not an ideal situation. You can wind up going backwards before you're going forward sometimes. But I also hear some people do really well with it. It just depends if you have, like, competitive pricing structures and you're a good salesperson, you know.
Yeah, it all depends. Comes into all that, niches and everything.
Yeah, yeah. For the good thing with the Google advertising, when you do it on your own and you have first page placement like this, you're top recommended, and then it's keyword specific. So, like, one of your primary keywords could be, like, granite countertops, and they have to actually type in granite countertops in order to, like, get your Google business profile and be able to see you on that first page and call you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so super thorough, you know? And then we give you 15 different keyword terms or phrases that you're listed for at a time, and you could also change them. They're interchangeable through your account management team here. So if you ever, you know, like I said, swap services, or you feel like you want to focus more on a different aspect of your business than others, we could always kind of pivot the marketing strategy to make sure the leads that are coming in are qualified.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds great there. So I have a Google Ads account right now. I have that running with Google itself.
Yeah, pay-per-click,
so they got me placed up there. Yeah, the pay-per-click. Is this kind of like that, or this is more of the...
It's very much like that.
To the map.
Yeah, it's very much like that, except for you don't have to pay-per-click, right? It's just a flat monthly rate, and we list you up there for your keywords. So this one's kind of favored. We do Google Ads here as well because we're a premier Google partner, and we also do Google Guarantee. So obviously I know all the ins and outs of those programs. I don't really recommend Google Ads unless you need to cover more than your local area would cover. So like these local listings cover up to 30-mile radius around you. So if you're like one of those guys that's like, hey, I want to cover a 100-mile radius, well, the only way we'll be able to cover those additional service areas is by implementing the pay-per-click campaign. Otherwise, if you keep it within 30 miles, then this is best bet for you because you're not getting charged per click. You know, people could click on it and call you all day. It's not going to change your rate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But they are very similar. Like the Google Analytics program, it's the same program that where they monitor keywords and get like an estimate on which one of your keywords is going to work out the best for you.
Yeah, they do.
But I didn't see a pay-per-click campaign up and running for you currently. Is it down right now?
Be up. Let me make sure.
Yeah, I just tried to look it up through your domain name, and it's not saying that there's any pay-per-click active right now.
Well, we have, I think they actually have it set up that they click on it, but the but when it gets charged is when they actually put in a contact info. They submit their contact info.
They fill out the form and submit a contact info. That sounds more like Google Guarantee. Are you doing Google Guarantee?
No, I just thought they did a search campaign because it's, I called the experts on the Google Ads. It said get an expert for free. And so I called them. I got their whole team's on that right now. They put in a whole algorithm in there for the website itself so that whenever they submit a form, it actually goes into the system.
Interesting. Yeah, it's the only pay-per-click campaign I'm seeing for this service area, like Carson City and surrounding areas. It's like a home goods store, like for granite countertops anyway. It's a Pacific Stone Creation.
I did see that one too, and ours usually came up with.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not seeing it currently. And when I look it up on the back end, it doesn't say it's active. But yeah, I mean, the local listings would be very similar, except for you don't rotate like that. You know what I mean? Like, let's say you set aside a budget. Let's say you set aside a budget of like $300, for example. Once you use that $300 worth of clicks, it comes down. Like, if you're past your budget for the month. So instead of them like continuing to charge you past your budget, they'll actually like hold off on your campaign and it won't be showing until the next month rolls around and it refreshes your billing. So unless you have it on like an uncapped amount. Yeah.
Okay.
But with this, Yeah, to shoot you straight on it, like, so the guys that are up there now, Carson City Granite, Marble and Quartz Countertops, they're a granite supplier, and they basically put themselves up there. If they get work, then they subcontract it out. Same thing with Tile Outlet and Majestic Marble and Tile. You're actually a contractor more so than a supplier, so that's what we want. But these guys, their campaigns are called the Platinum Bundle. It's advertised at $499 per month on our site. What I was thinking I could do, if you're willing to come on board and give us a shot, I know you're doing Google Ads and Home Advisor, but I can reduce the monthly price by 50%, and I could get it down to $249 on a month-to-month basis.
Okay, that sounds and I get that top spot of the on that Google search, right?
Correct. Yeah, for up to 15 keyword terms or services within a 30-mile radius of where your Google PIN verification letter is sent.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's like a real good deal to me, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's 50% price reduction. I know if these guys can afford to come back each month just on the traffic that it's bringing in, you know, at $499, then that should set us up, you know, for the long haul. To work together long term at $249, and that's really the goal, because our services are month to month, but at the end of the day, we do want to work with somebody that will end up, you know, coming back and continuing to use it.
Yeah, definitely. That makes sense.
Okay. All right, so I'll create the business profile. Since you have Google Ads, we already have a lot of the information, but I just want to verify in case there's any changes. This one also is going to have a different verification form than what you would see with Google Ads, so I'll send that over to you now. But what's your last name?
Diaz, D-I-A-Z, Venegas, okay. V-E-N-E-G-A-S.
Okay, hyphenated, right, Venegas?
No, hyphenated, just a space.
Oh, just a space?
Yeah.
Okay, let me update. My wife was Salinas Rodriguez before we got married. Now it's just Hill. All right. And then we're going to send you everything in writing for a Google Places placement. So it'll have everything documented that we're doing for you. It'll also have that discounted pricing structure in there. And then the cancellation policy. Just to disclose it with you right now, the cancellation policy, there's no cancellation fees or penalties. The only thing we ask is if you're ever going to discontinue the service, just let us know before the next billing's due. But
okay.
What's the business email address where I could send everything in writing?
It is Prestige Granite Repair, no spaces, at gmail.com.
Okay. And then sometimes if the verification form, like there's any hiccup with your verification form, like for example, you don't have like the license to do all the services right now, Google headquarters is going to request a PIN verification where they like send you this postcard in the mail, and then there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we'll need from you when it comes in. Have you ever heard of that before?
Nah, I haven't heard of that one before.
Okay. Yeah, and they put like a little badge and a check mark on your Google business profile. It lets them, the customers know.
Oh, the verify. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you've heard of that, right? It's pretty popular.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
It'll be 3367 Gordonia Drive.
Gordonia. Okay, yeah, here it is. Found it. Carson City 89701?
Yes.
Okay, and you can hide this address if you'd like. Do you want me to hide it?
Yeah. Because that's the home address.
Okay, no problem. So it'll still have city, state, and zip on your listing. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And your website's really good. I was actually looking at it right now. The only recommendation I would make is maybe add some more photos to the gallery. But are you okay with me attaching this site to the Google business profile?
Yeah, you can add that site. Sorry, I was just talking about that.
No worries. All right, so let me go ahead and update. Okay. And then how would you like the hours of operation? I'm seeing 8 to 8 for you, Monday through Sunday. You want to keep that or
so
change it?
So hours of operation is going to be, it is 8 to 8. That's those are the times I accept calls. But usually the operation is usually, it ranges from 12 days or 3 days. Depending on the day.
Yeah, I'm looking more so for the calls. I'll let you kind of hash out when you're going to go execute the project with the homeowner when they call you. But what do you want for calls? Do you want me to go 8 to 8, like Monday through Sunday?
Yeah, Monday through Sunday, 8 to 8, that's perfect.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and submit. All right, and can you guys accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
We cash, card, and check. Yeah.
Okay. Cash, check, card. All right, so I have the business profile set up. We're going to want to do a client interview with you guys, just to make sure that the campaign's customized and the leads that are coming through are always qualified. We would need to do this on Monday. We could do a client interview anytime between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. What would work best for you?
Well, how's this client interview work? Is it me and you guys, or...
Yeah, so it'll actually be a customer service representative here in our client interview department. And what they'll do is they'll contact you, and then there's a set questionnaire. It's about 32 questions that they'll walk you through, and it helps us set up your account. So they'll go over, like, your keywords, the service area you cover, how you want the Google business profile set up. They'll also kind of go over everything I'm saying now to make sure that we're not missing anything.
Okay, yeah. Let's go 10 p.m. That sound good? I mean, 10 a.m. A.m. My bad. What am I talking about? P.m.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute. Okay. So I'll schedule it on between 10 and 11. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email profile here, and then we will text you at 9 a.m. just as a reminder. Okay. If anything pops up or changes and you can't make the appointment, let me know when that text comes through. I'll call you right back, and then we could always reschedule it if we have to, but I do like to get things rolling as soon as possible. You know, the sooner I can get your results, the better.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to schedule that now. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Just a card. I don't know if you have my card on file there, but...
No, there's no card on file here. Okay, so let me go ahead and update this. Now, you have four options. You can use Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Visa's fine. I have Visa.
Okay. And is this under your name, the business name, or both?
I don't have my business card yet.
Okay, so it just says Ismael Diaz Venegas?
Yep.
Okay. I'll still send you like a business receipt so that way you guys can write it off as a business expense at the end of the year.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. And you'll get it back that way when you guys do your taxes. It won't cost you anything. And then what's the business street, or is the billing address the same as the business street address that we're sending your Google PIN?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, it is 4366.
4366.
1898.
1898.
5146.
5146.
2268.
2268. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
Expiration date is 0527.
0527. And then 3-digit code on the back.
121.
121. Okay. I wanted to ask you, I feel like, is your dad sitting next to you?
Yeah, he's right here. You can ask me.
Okay. Okay, cool. Is he bilingual? Or does he like prefer Spanish?
He's bilingual, but he does prefer Spanish, but he'll understand it.
Okay. I just wanted to double check. And then you seem fluent English. Yeah. I'm like, there's no problem with your English. Okay, but I was going to say, I can set you guys up, like, for the client interview, and, like, moving forward, I could set you up with a bilingual representative. So that way, if he wants to be involved and kind of understand what's going on, or if he needs help with anything, you know, they'll be able to speak fluent Spanish to him.
Okay. Does he have to be present during that client interview?
No, but if he is somebody that, you know, is going out and doing a lot of the work, then it would be a good idea to kind of just at least have him present so we could pick his brain a little bit. My lady's dad, like, we do this for her her dad's company. They're painting contractors, and he's like that. He's originally from El Salvador. He doesn't really speak English at all. My son's grandpa. Yeah, so, like, even me talking to him, like, my Spanish is horrible. It's yeah, I mean, it helps because he's the one that's going to be there probably actually doing the work. So we can kind of help on this end if we're really specific with the keywords and how we list them to make sure that he's not running into anything that he doesn't do or wasting his time, you know, going out and quoting somebody on a job that he's not going to end up taking on, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So it's up to you, though. I mean, it sounds to me like you're fully capable, too. So it's really at your guys' discretion. But, you know, if he's the boots on the ground most of the time, I'd definitely like to have him present if we can.
Is it going to be – what kind of interview is this? Is it going to be a Google Meet or a
– Oh, no, it's just over the phone.
Okay, then in that case, it'll be easy because over the phone I can just add him to the call. And...
Okay. All right, I'll set it up. I'm going to set it up with a bilingual representative.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so let me do this. Oh, bilingual, save. That helps you guys a lot, too. I always like when they're bilingual because you never know. You might run into somebody out there that prefers to speak Spanish more often than not. You know, I'm from Southern California, so that's pretty normal here. All right, so save. Okay. And then there is a security question on your profile. This is in case you want to verify, like, the identity of one of our reps when we call you, or vice versa. If somebody calls in and they're asking us, like, hey, take me off, you know, and, like, it's your competitor, you know, we'll ask them to verify the security question before we do anything. So you have three options for your security question, Ismail. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with the pet's name.
Okay, what was the first pet's name?
It was Yi Yo. You just put Y-E-Y-O.
Y-E-Y-O, Yi Yo, okay. Answers match. Okay, save. All right, and then before I can process your payment, I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you get? Hold on. Before I start this, do you guys have a Facebook business page anywhere?
Yes, we do.
You do? Are you running Facebook ads?
I tried running Facebook ads, like this Meta ads or whatever, but
yeah,
every time I ran I couldn't really get the right configuration, so I'm kind of trying to run those and figure it out as I go, but so far I've had no luck.
What are you allotting to that, like, ads budget each month?
Right now it's whatever my dad lets me, really.
Like, I spend what he says. I gotcha. I can include, like, some Facebook ads, and I could have a Meta certified technician get in there and run the ads for you, but you would have to be willing to give them access to the Facebook page.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Let's hold off on that for now.
Okay. It wasn't any extra charge. I was going to do it for, I mean, you know, I would include the 100.
Oh, then perfect. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that.
Well, just that's the only thing that we run into, though, is, like, sometimes people are very, like, sensitive about giving somebody access to their Facebook ads. We're not going to do anything, like, to your Facebook page, you know. It's literally just to run the ads. So if you're okay with giving them access to the business Facebook page to run the ad, then I'll include the $100 of Facebook ads to your campaign, but at no extra charge. You'll get, like, a $100 budget. Does that make sense?
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Please do that, because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, they let us give you, like, a discount if you enroll in Facebook ads, so the pricing structure stays the same, and then they allot $100 of the budget to the Facebook ads campaign. So I'll just include it. You'll end up getting the same price as if you were to just do it at the discounted pricing structure, $249 on its own. Might as well maximize your opportunities, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, even if that brings in one new client, that'll pay for the whole thing, so might as well. All right. So I'm going to turn on this recording, okay? You ready?
Yep.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Prestige Granite Repair, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Ismael Diaz Venegas, Managing Member.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Prestige Granite Repair today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Ismael, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about other forms of online advertising while using our services?
So that means any other advertisements I do, I should report to you guys?
After today. We already know what you're currently doing, but the reason they put this in there is because we don't want you to, like, duplicate anything or pay for something that we're already providing for you.
Oh, okay. Then, yes.
Okay. All right. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is April 12th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a Platinum Package Bundle. I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked you in at this pricing structure indefinitely. So this isn't ever going to go back up to the regular pricing. It's going to stay $249. It says when the term is completed, it's set up to automatically renew each month on the 12th day at $249. So you could discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to process the payment. When the payment clears, you're going to get a confirmation text message. I'm going to hang on the line with you. It's going to have a full outline of the agreement in there. You got to sign off on the bottom of that. And then there's also going to be another form for your Google verification. Now, I know you guys don't have all the licensing just yet. Fill out the verification form as much as you can. And then you'll notice at the bottom it tells you, like I told you earlier, if anything's missing or they're having trouble verifying you, then we just end up verifying you over the phone with a three-way call from a rep from the Google headquarters.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds like a lot, but don't worry. We'll walk you through it. I'm going to also shoot you a text with my direct number and extension. So if you feel confused or you have questions, comments, or concerns, you could always call me directly. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you on the weekends.
Okay, cool, perfect.
All right. All right.
Thanks.
Oh, sorry, I feel like I'm cutting you off. All right, no, I was going to say thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you guys and hopefully establishing a long-term business relationship with you. Obviously, take care of that paperwork over the weekend. If you have any questions, like I said, just call in. Other than that, we will circle back with you on Monday at 10 a.m. With our bilingual representative to walk you through the client interview.
All right. Sounds good, man.
All right, Ismael. You're very welcome. You have a great weekend. I'll talk to you guys soon, okay?
All right. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.